Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Decades after its manufacturing heyday, Milwaukee in recent years has measured poorly in many ways when it comes to fostering innovation. A study last fall by the Public Policy Forum showed that the city ranked near the bottom every year since 2006 when it came to business startups. Other studies place the city low when it comes to venture capital as well.
But people in the innovation and entrepreneurship world say the data doesn't paint a complete picture. This month's issue of Milwaukee Magazine places movers, shakers, and innovators on the cover, spotlighting both new and established companies. Senior editor Matt Rohde joins us in the studio with more. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
So talk about how the environment has changed for startups in just the last few years in Milwaukee. What does that look like?
People talk about climate. For one thing, it hasn't really improved in terms of the number of new startups being founded, according to the sometimes debated Kaufman Index. However, and the governor's office has argued this point, we have a high survival rate as far as startups that if you do get found here, we've put enough sweat and effort into getting good infrastructure and mentorship in place that people have a pretty high success rate. So you sort of, in recent years, have a sprinkling of some really interesting companies. Bright Sellers has been a big success that moved here from Boston. And yeah, there have just been some other ones that have cropped up. Obviously, if this was California, maybe we would be lost in the deluge. But it does create an opportunity for people to focus on individual companies a bit more.
There are also changes in what we talk about when we're talking about this world, something called the concierge, if you will.
Right. That's a word that's cropping up a lot. And it used to me and the guy at the hotel
right.
who would get you tickets for the play. Now just is a fancy way to refer to customized service. Like we're a marketing startup. That
you hear about concierge medicine in some circles, right?
Right. And sometimes this is facilitated by technology. One of the companies we spoke with, MOpti, by this guy who's a local startup guru and an emergency doctor. It involves, through virtual reality, it's not full-on virtual reality, but it's about as close to virtual reality as you can get, where a doctor, through a panel of computer monitors, is able to interact with a patient in another part of the state or the country. And this is most useful, they found, or at least on first brush, in emergency rooms and having a triage physician available right there. And to avoid people having to sit in a chair for 2 hours in pain and waiting to see someone.
You do point out that Milwaukee has the reputation of being not always friendly to startups, or at least there aren't a lot of innovators out there who are starting businesses. Realizing that it's a more complicated picture than that, what are the strikes that Milwaukee has against it that kind of keep the numbers as low as they are?
One thing we've heard is that investors, including angel investors, the people who are investing the early, smaller amounts that are so crucial, Wisconsin and Milwaukee, too, don't really get that startups carry a certain amount of risk. They want something that's like buying some kind of big tech stock or something that it's going to be guaranteed to pay out a certain amount. And some people go down to Chicago, and some people fly out to California or try other parts of the country. At the same time, you've got groups that are a couple of big ones that are really trying to get more serious about investing in startups in Wisconsin. And Northwestern Mutual Life just started a $5 million venture capital fund, which is sort of a different thing for them. And for a company of that size, that's not the hugest amount of money. And notice that I believe they do some venture capital work as part of their normal investing, but they realized they weren't doing any in Wisconsin.
So I was just going to ask. So this fund is specific to Wisconsin,
right? I think that's where a lot of like business leaders locally are. What they're thinking is now that it's just availability of capital is a real thing that's hurting in Milwaukee.
You write about a company called Cheetah Bikes in particular. Where do they fall in this story?
They're more as much of a bootstrap company as they are something as one that's highly leveraged early on. Yeah, it just started with a guy who had made a bicycle for his son to commute back and forth to MATC, but with a motor attached. And this generated enough interest, and he finally realized, hey, this could be a business. We could do something with this. And now they have about 7 people, and they sold about 100 bikes last year and are hoping to sell much more this year. Yeah, they have an engineer. They have some sales guy who's leading the charge. They tinker away and build them each by hand. And ultimately what you get is what's supposed to be one of the best motorized bicycles you can get, but it's a bit different than an electric e-bike. They're explaining to me that the batteries for those, if they go out, it can be a pretty serious expense.
This looks like a lawnmower engine.
Right. This would not. Yeah, these have a pretty long lifetime from what they were describing. And if you had to replace it, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Are they kind of emblematic of what startups look like in a place like Milwaukee at this point?
We find quite a few that really had to kind of scrape. And they didn't follow the rocket ship type classic startup model where you get like angel investment and then a certain amount of venture capital, then another round of venture capital, another round, and all of a sudden you're 4, 5, 6 times as big as you were 9 months ago or some meteoric thing like that. A really interesting company, Me Butler in Milwaukee, that we zoomed in on. If you just text them what you want, except they won't deliver alcohol, or there's a couple other no-nos that they don't do, or people. But just about everything else, they will. And their attempt is to pull together, like if you need somebody to get your prescription, you need somebody to get some ground beef. And they found that the existing services like that didn't do as many different things as they do. Yeah, and they just have just kind of scraped it together one tip at a time, pretty much. And now they've got a pretty sizable little operation in Milwaukee.
Were there real eye-openers for you as this set of stories came together?
The sheer number of apps. I mean, anybody who's been not living under a rock understands this, but just the sheer number of apps that people put together or services that are strictly web-based and involve. There's a pretty successful one called College Recon that is from Milwaukee, I believe. And it's got to be pretty successful, and it allows for people who've been in the military and can benefit from the GI Bill to shop for a college, and colleges post information. And, yeah, they're just these – I guess it's kind of the story of Facebook or these other companies, that sometimes people come up with just the right combination of something that it takes off, and at the same time, other things can just totally go nowhere.
I thought it was interesting. There are references to a couple of now very long established businesses in Milwaukee, which, you know, you could turn the clock back and way back when companies like CarMax were startups.
Right. And yeah, Miller is doing some kind of is an old dog with a few new tricks. And they've tried to recreate within their own company something of like a startup or innovative culture, because they have a small pilot brewery where most of the new ideas are coming from. And if you remember the twisty Vortex bottles, and I'm sure if they still make them, but those came from there. And some of the more interesting brands that they've rolled out have come from this little lab they set up.
Well, Matt Rohde, thank you so much. It's interesting stuff, and appreciate your sharing it with us.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Matt Rohde is senior editor of Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine section on innovation is the cover story in the February issue.